www.thebridgeofhope.org today.
Another 12 minutes here in America Tonight. We've got another version of Nail the Score. Hope a lot of you are still sticking around and aren't vacationing already and celebrating the holidays. Keep the number tattooed to your forehead, written on your hand, or just memorize it. 800-259-5791. Going to flip it to you again. 800-259-5791. If you don't know how Nail the Score works, we roll out, or Matt does because he's at the mothership. He rolls out the big giant supercomputer, plugs it in. We go to it for a random selection of the game of the week in the NFL. Once that's chosen, you don't have to know anything about football. Call in, just like the lottery or playing bingo with your friends. In Florida, you pick what team you think is going to win and what the final score will be. And if you correctly nail the score, you nail, ding, 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 huge bragging rights and huge prizes from America Tonight. All right, let's get you through some of these headlines before we swing into what I call nail the score. This crash in Jamaica, if you hadn't heard about this, American Airlines flight was carrying about 154 people, they're now saying, from Miami, skidded off the runway, crashed. It broke in two, I mean, not completely severed, but broke in two is a fair thing to say. After landing in Jamaica, 40 people are reported injured. Shockingly, though, no fire, no one was killed. That's the good news here. So whatever the injuries are, nobody was killed. But your heart does skip a beat if you fly a lot and you hear about these missing runways. And this was an American plane. They made this flight a ton from Miami to Kingston. So what happened, I don't know at this point how they missed it. We don't know. If I get any more information, I will certainly pass that on to you. Speaking of flying, if you're going anywhere in the Midwest in the next day or two, you might think about rearranging the flight perhaps because of the amounts of snow they're talking about. Same thing that happened on the East Coast, maybe 2 feet or more. In Minneapolis, they're saying the worst snowstorm in 30 years, at least, the worst snowstorm Christmas in 30 years. That's the amounts that they're expecting there. Same thing in Iowa, same thing in South Dakota. Worried about it in Chicago. A lot of people going in that direction may fly through O'Hare. The good news is some of the airlines are waiving fees for changing the flights. But if you are flying on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, beware. You may have some flights that are shut down, some cancellations, some airports, etc. So you could jump ahead of the curve and see if there's another way for you to get there or change the flight to a little bit earlier, although tick, 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 the clock is certainly ticking on that, just like it is on the present thing. Hopefully, if you are exchanging presents with members of your family or whoever, significant other, etc., or all the way down the line, grandkids, whatever it is, hopefully you got all your stuff, because it's time to pack the patience. Lines are long, tempers are flaring, and there aren't too many parking spots. You might have to go with a buddy. You jump out of the car and they circle around and round and round and round while you go and pick up some stuff. All right, we got the health care bill, of course. We're talking about this every single show. I hate to pound you to death with it, but with these sweetheart deals, it's almost inevitable that this Christmas Eve vote will happen. It'll go through, although there could be a huge legal debate in store and actually challenge, because opponents of the health care bill are certainly preparing for challenging the constitutionality of it. And this has been challenged already, certainly in the court of public opinion. Is it constitutional? Now, the other thing is the U.S. is pushing sanctions against against rather Iran, and they're fearing that more nuclear weapons, or the pursuit of nuclear weapons, is going to start up back in January. You know, here's the thing. All these empty threats for however many years from the past administration now to this administration, seriously, what do you think Ahmadinejad is going to do? Cower in the corner somewhere? Of course not. He's laughing out loud because nothing has any teeth in it, so it doesn't really hold weight. He can have all kinds of interviews with American journalists and say whatever he wants to say, but if there's not inspections and if people are not convinced on the international stage that they're not trying to come up with these nuclear weapons, then what good is it anyway? H1N1, I mentioned that as one of the top stories, or swine flu, for 2009. It definitely was. Will you get the vaccine? Won't you get the vaccine? Or the nasal spray? How many kids are not going back to school? How safe is it? What about the handful of kids who have contracted it and how awful for them and their parents and what they've gone through? But did it really live up to its pandemic alert from the World Health Organization? I'd have to say no. Sadly, in New York, they actually are reporting the first dog in the nation, in our entire nation, with swine flu. You know, it's always been about people, of course, and now they're saying from White Plains, a veterinarian association is claiming that they have diagnosed two labs with it, and apparently they're recovering okay. I guess it's the good news for the pet owners and their older dogs, but you do have that happening. And of course, you've got the recall of the 5 million doses of H1N1. See, that's one that really starts to scare you. The recall would affect about 4.6 million doses of the vaccine. But most of it, I guess, has already been used. Now, that's the bad thing. And this is what was the concern all along. Okay, so they're recalling it, but people already have it, or they've already gotten most of it. So what kind of effect is this going to have on the people that have gotten these doses? Because what they're saying is, for children, some of the tests indicate that they lose some strength. You know, the shelf life is just not, it's not a long shelf life. But I'm more concerned, okay, you're saying that, but what does that mean? What's the risk to the patient? We still go back to that. Are you seeing any worrisome signs? Are there kids who are younger than 10 are actually being urged to get two doses? And how safe is that? I mean, there's your questions. That's what we think about, right? All right, so once again, coming up on the flip side, big weekend in sports, because a lot of people will be around the tube. They'll be with family. They'll have conversation. They'll eat some turkey, some pie, and then they'll plop in front of the tube to watch some sports. Let's be honest about it. And, of course, you have college football rolling out in full force, too, with the bowl games. Most of them, I'm sorry, unless it's your alma mater, meaningless until you get to the first weekend in January, the first end of the week, like what, 7th and 8th, or some big bowl games there, and for the whole enchilada too, obviously. Speaking of the whole enchilada, that's coming up next, and nail the score, light them up, 800-259-5791.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score. Without further ado, Matt, press the button and let her fly. Are you kidding me? Are we really going in this direction? Can you, just for fun, can you do it one more time for me? It's like fortune cookies. You can't go back once it's out there, so no, I wouldn't cheat you. All right, so here's what the game is. The Ravens are 8-6. The Steelers are 7-7. In 4 days and 10 hours, they will meet at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh on Sunday, December 27th. Yeah. Be interesting because what Big Ben are you going to see out there? What's going to happen with the Steelers? And the Steelers are one of those 7-7 teams still fighting to get into the playoffs. I mean, this is the team that won the Super Bowl last year. Will the Steelers be that outside team? Here's what I think, though, just to throw it in. If the Steelers do get into the playoffs, boy, they're going to be tough to deal with. Because I think then they'll really start to click. They'll start to feel it if they get there. But hey, the Titans, they're also 7-7. They're hosting the Chargers. They're not out of this by any stretch of the imagination. That's the other team that could also get in there. So this is playing for a lot. And in the case of both the teams, they're hosting them. And what about the Ravens? The Ravens are 8-6. Joe Flacco, sometimes he gets so much help from the guys around him, so much encouragement. He occasionally shows signs of looking like a future world beater. I mean, he's got great numbers. He, you know, over 3,300 yards and 19 touchdowns. He has looked great in a lot of games. And, of course, he's getting protection. So this game with what's on the line for the Steelers, I'm going to go with the Steelers, and I'm going to say that the score is going to be 24-21, because I think you're going to probably have a tight finish here. All right, Matt, what say you on this game?
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh 31-20, I think, Baltimore's defense a little banged up. Then Big Ben just came off of 500 yards passing. So I'm going to go 31-20 Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah, it's such a big game for them. Again, that crowd's going to go crazy. I mean, that's a loud place, Heinz Field. The terrible towels, always in action. They're never out of style. It's going to be a wild game. You can nail the score by calling 800-259-5791. Let's take a bunch. Jana is listening to us faithfully in Iowa. Hey, Jana, how are you?
Pretty good, Kate. Want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and
you too.
Matt, too.
You too.
And, I want to go for the Steelers, 33-24.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, I'm drinking some eggnog because the other night I was listening to you, and you said, are you drinking eggnog and listening to the show? And I thought, man, if I had some eggnog, that'd make it complete. So tonight, that's what I'm doing.
Sweet. Do we have some applause? You need some applause for that eggnog and listening to us and calling in. I love it. That's so Christmas. Hey, Jenna, are you worried in Ottumwa about getting all this snow?
They claim that diagonally it's going to come in across the state and that our little corner is not going to get much but rain and then maybe some snow, but the whole rest of the state's supposed to have the ice and everything. That's the latest weather reports.
Thank you, Jana. You could have a side gig as a weather person for one of the radio stations there in Ottumwa.
Hey, I'll have to talk to him about that.
Jana, thanks. You enjoy, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 800-259-5791. Eggnog sounds good. I haven't even had any. Tom is listening to us in Kansas. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. Merry Christmas, by the way.
You too.
Thank you. Baltimore, 23-19.
Ooh, okay, taking the other side of this. I like the score, though, 23-19.
A little bit odd, but, you know, who knows, right?
Absolutely. I say that all the time. Hey, Merry Christmas to you and yours, Tom. Stay safe there in Kansas.
I did well to hit 50% this week, but for the last 5 weeks, I'm still over 70%.
Woo, you need to go to Vegas and open up a shop. Thanks, Tom.
Kate, I know I've been watching football too long to bet on.
Oh, I know.
The sport.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
That's
a lonely road. You have a good night too. That's a lonely road when you go down there. You talk to anyone in Vegas, even Steve Wynn says that. He says it's like that old saying. Even with the sports gambling, the house always wins, and he's said it many times, gambling is a losing proposition. I was just talking theoretically because you were doing so well. How about Greg in Kentucky? Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Greg?
Pretty good. I was just wondering on this game, who's at home? Who's the home team, Baltimore or Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
In that case, I'll take Pittsburgh 17-13.
Ooh, 17-13. My friend, you are locked and loaded. Drive safely.
I got a shout-out, too.
Okay.
Kentucky 2000 wins, baby. Going for 2001 today.
Woohoo! I'm going to be right there with you. Shout-out big time. Got to like that. Like that hoop. Thank you. Let's see. We're going to stay in the bluegrass state. Clarence, how are you?
Well, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Are you in your car again in the lot where you're working?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a hard working security guard.
I love it. That's okay. That's good. We have a lot of security people that call us. Good for you. Be safe. Who do you like in this game?
Well, I'm sort of on a roll right now. I picked Dallas last week. And, you know, I missed it by a field goal each way.
Mm.
So, yeah, but we're not playing horseshoes.
I know.
So I read Pittsburgh 27 and Ravens 20.
Ooh, 27-20. All right, my friend, you are in the books. Merry Christmas to you and yours. You enjoy.
You too.
Okay, we move from Kentucky to the great state of Missouri. Hey, Clifford.
Morning, Kate. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fine. I'll go with Pittsburgh 21-18.
All right, so another Steelers fan. Did you just move a plate? It sounds like you're moving plates around.
Yes, ma'am.
No, wait a second. We're hearing something in the background. I love that. What do you think was... Matt, what do you think was on the background there that was going on?
I have no idea.
It sounded like he was moving plates, and then you heard something...
Something over like a loudspeaker or something.
Yeah. I'm ruling out of prison. Because we know Clifford's not in prison. I wonder where he was. Oh, that's going to make me curious. He was maybe fast food. Maybe he was in a fast food line. You know how you always hear that? And now everything's open 24 hours. Okay, so we go from Missouri to Connecticut. And Chris is listening to us there. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kate. Merry Christmas.
Hey, you too. What's the temperature in Connecticut?
I think it's
20. 20. 20's still cold.
Yeah,
it's. I mean, if you're inside, it doesn't matter. You know, somebody asked me earlier if I missed snow, and I said I missed all the seasons in the East. But of all the seasons, I'd have to say fall is my favorite, not so much winter.
Me too.
Oh, it's just too cold, you know, that whole thing when you get that wind chill going. Who do you like, Pittsburgh or that other team, Baltimore?
Pittsburgh, 27-17.
27-17. All right. Wait, let's see. 27-17. I got to make sure. Nope, nobody has it. You own it.
Okay.
You're locked and loaded. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, you too. 800-259-5791. I was thinking about this today. What's the best part about Christmas? Is it the relatives? Is it the relatives because, you know, you haven't seen them? Is it the just sort of hanging out and relaxing. Of course, it's the meaning of Christmas, but let's move from there. I don't think it's about the gifts, dudes. I got to tell you, even if you get the greatest gift, I think it's about the company. Absolutely. 800-259-5791. I have a lot of people that are emailing me. That's great. So people still are around. AmericaTonight.net. Coming up on the flip side, I'll take more calls as we continue here with Nail the Score. Again, the game, Pittsburgh hosting the Baltimore Ravens. Stay through.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Nail the score, 800-259-5791. Pittsburgh hosting Baltimore. Matt and I, surprisingly, on the same side of this. We both picked Pittsburgh. I said 24-21. He said 31-20. This is a big one for Pittsburgh as they're 7-7 and still have a chance to get into the playoffs. Mark in New York, thanks for hanging through. Hello, Mark.
How are you, kid?
I'm good. How about you?
I think Matt's dating older women. You hear the songs this kid's playing. I can't figure him out. No, Matt, you're lucky we're on the air, Matt. I tell you, this kid here, he's always smiling, isn't he, Kate?
He is. He's always smiling.
Yeah, I could see it already. Yeah, I'd like to pick the Steelers 31-24.
You own that score. Merry Christmas
Thank
to you.
Thank you. You too, dear.
All right. Good night. I love his laugh. He has the greatest laugh there at the end. Edna in Kansas. Let's see. Edna, are you going to say 22-17?
Yes, I am.
And who are you picking?
Steelers.
All right. You are in the books, Edna. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
All right. Thank you. I love it. It's just like I say, just like playing the lottery, you know how people play the same numbers? Edna plays the same numbers. She got the Steelers on that one. Boy, everyone's picking the Steelers. We have, what, one Baltimore, Tom in Kansas, and his was 23-19. Ann in Missouri. Hello, Ann.
Good morning. Is it morning there?
It is morning, yes.
Good night.
It's morning.
Okay. I don't know what it is here. I've got a 1, 2, and 3. Number one, I love your bumper music. 2, boy, you started out with a lot of negative stuff. But I know you believe in a God, the God I believe in, and it's nice that he's still on the throne.
Yeah, no kidding.
It doesn't seem like it sometimes, but he's there. He's just saying, You guys. And number three, the Steelers and 25 and
Baltimore?
Yes, 16.
Ooh, 25-16. All right, Ann, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas again to you folks.
All right, thanks, Ann. Yes, we are lightening the load here on the show with a little nail the score action. You too could win the great prizes. Tony in the great state of Kentucky. Hello, Tony.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm a third shift late night driver, always. Been driving for a long time.
Good for you.
Moving food across the USA for all good Americans.
Sweet.
Okay, I'm taking Pittsburgh. The New York guy stole my score. I had 31-24, but I might have to change. 28-27.
Oh, I like 28-27. I've seen a few scores like that. All right, 28-27.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a close one. Yeah, I do too. And you have a great Christmas. And just one other thing I'd like to let the Democrats know. I was a lifelong Democrat, but I'm just so sickened by what they've done and the things they try to do. It's just wrong to go against the American people, and the backlash will come.
Yeah, just I agree. I agree. Hey, Tony, as like a little Christmas gift to us, because I'm the granddaughter of a trucker, can you hit that air horn for us?
Sure. I do it all the time for my granddaughter. She just goes nuts. I mean, she's like 2.5, and she calls all the time wanting me to blow the horn.
I love it.
I can't because it's so much traffic, but like that, I can do that for you. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Sweet. That was great, Tony. Thank you so much. Drive safely.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. 800-259-5791. Matt, did you love that air horn? I love it.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. That's the thing you always just do when you're a kid. When you're driving by the truckers, you always give the honk sign.
Oh, I always did that. Yeah, I do that. I can tell you where. My brother and I, we'd be in the back seat in the Jersey Turnpike, and, you know, of course, nobody's turning around. They're not looking at you, especially back in the day. And there we were, waving at the truckers, doing the honk sign, absolutely. Okay, let's go to Joe in Kentucky. Hey, Joe.
Hello, Kay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You sound good, Joe. Are you in a happy mood?
Yeah, I'm always in a happy mood.
Oh, good. I like people who are happy. What do you think? Do you like the Steelers or Baltimore?
I'm going to take the Steelers. 24 and Baltimore 17.
24-17. All right, you're in the books. Good luck to you. Have fun watching the game.
Yes, thank you. Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas. All right, 24-17. Boy, a lot of Steelers. A lot of Steeler folks. Faye in Kentucky, you have the floor. Hello, Faye.
Yes, and Merry Christmas.
You too.
I want to take Pittsburgh 30-21.
All right, you own it. You have the. Do you have a terrible towel?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, do you have a terrible towel?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what you have to do. You have to take your worst towel, wave it around, because that's what the Pittsburgh fans do. They call it terrible towels.
Oh, and maybe you'll get,
yeah, and maybe you'll have some luck. So you sit in front of that tube and do that, and maybe something good will happen.
I'll try that. Thanks for the tip.
All right, Faye, you take care. Rick is listening to us in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate. How you doing?
Good.
You ready for Christmas?
Oh, sort of ready, sort of, but can you ever really be completely ready? That's the thing.
No.
Mm-mm.
I'm taking Pittsburgh 27, Baltimore 13.
27-13. All right, Pittsburgh. You think Pittsburgh's going to get the playoffs, Rick?
Yeah, pretty so.
I do, too. I mean, they win the Super Bowl. They had some terrible bumps along the way, some really bad games. Ben Roethlisberger had some bad games. I think they're going to find a way, though, to get back.
I do, too. They play pretty good there Sunday night.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. And I think that was a sign of things to come. So we'll see what happens against Baltimore. That should be a good game anyway.
Well, you take care and have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
See you later.
Merry Christmas. We will talk to you next week. Thanks. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 if you still want to get in on the tail action here of Nail the Score. Or you can send me an email at americatonight.net. We've got a couple of those. Here's one from Big Jake. Big Jake says, Kate, I love the show. You know I love the show. Can't wait to see what happens in 2010. And I'm especially digging Nail the Score, hearing a lot of fresh voices. That's really fun. I encourage them to call at other times during the show. I'm going to tell you, I believe the Steelers even have a chance to get back to the Super Bowl. Pittsburgh, 40. Baltimore, 20. Whew. That'd be a crazy score. Debbie in Kentucky, you have the honors. Hey, Debbie.
Hello, Kate. How are you tonight, sweetie?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. On my way home from work.
That's a good thing.
Well, I didn't get to listen much because I just got in the car, so I'm going to go with Pittsburgh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if you have this. How about 24-11?
Nope, we don't have that. 24-11. It's now yours. Good luck to you, Debbie, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, honey. Merry Christmas.
All right, you too. 800-259-5791. We're in stretch drive here. You still have a chance to jump on and Nail the Score if you just tuned in and you're saying, why isn't she talking about health care for the 1,000th million time on this show? Because we are lightening the load. And we do this Nail the Score thing, and the computer once a week picks the game of the week. Thank goodness the game wasn't the Chiefs and the Bengals or the Buccaneers and the Saints. That would be boring. I just can't imagine that game's going to be any good. Or it wasn't the Jets and the Colts, because I don't think that game's going to be good either. It has potential, but the Colts are 14-0. I think they preserve that perfect season, and then they're 15-0, and then the conversation already has been and will continue to be undefeated, or what's going to happen there? And of course they've got those honors, because the Saints fell off the pedestal shockingly when they lost to the Dallas Cowboys, so they have a chance to just they own it, they can claim it, and clear the boards certainly with it. Now, my team, the Eagles, are actually in an interesting position. They've clinched a playoff spot, but it's a question of what they're going to be, where they're going to be playing, who they're going to play, and all that stuff. They're, well, like everybody else, but they're 10-4, and they're hosting the Denver Broncos, coming off of a win, and then, of course, they go to Dallas after that, and they take on the Cowboys. It could be interesting, because the Cowboys could end up being the team that they play in their final game and then turn around and play them again the next week in the playoffs. And this is the one that gets really fun, the playoff scenarios as to what happens. But the game of the week, anyway, is not that game, certainly. The game of the week is Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Baltimore Ravens. Who do you think is going to win, and what do you think the final score will be? We'll take more coming up in just a few minutes here on ATN.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The
Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. The dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonely, I can die. But I want you really want to see that I am leaving on a jet plane.
Leaving on a jet plane. Boy, I like that version too. If you're leaving on that plane, make sure you check ahead of time. You're heading through the Midwest or to the Midwest, look out, because a lot of snow is headed in many of the neighborhoods, including Minneapolis. They're expecting a couple of feet of snow there. Could get some in Chicago, Iowa, parts of Iowa, and certainly South Dakota. Places in the West, like Denver, could get Sockdola, and depending on how much, that means delayed flights, perhaps the airport closing. And this is happening on Christmas Eve and Christmas, where it might get a little dicey for some. A lot of people do that, too, because they, let's say they get out of work Christmas Eve and they're going to go to Grandma's house. They save their pennies. They have their kids in tow and they're ready to leave for a long weekend, but find themselves in a position where they can't do that because they are stuck at the airport waiting for the plane to take off. Boy, that's a brutal thing when you have little kids, too. Because there's no touch museum. You know those museums that you go into, those discovery museums, and you can touch everything? Ooh, and you can color and whatever. There's none of that going on at the airport. So that's why you see all those backpacks full of things to do. Here's everything you can do for 5 hours while you're restless waiting around at some gate trying to get on that plane. I hope we don't see that. I hope people have smooth sailing getting to their destinations. And I wish all of you the same, too. Whether you're traveling somewhere or just staying in your own neighborhood, I wish you certainly the best throughout the holidays. Just remember the true meaning of what's happening during those Christmas celebrations. Besides your particular slant on the religious, you know, angle of Christmas, I think that so many people have gotten away from the family and friends thing, and it's too much about stuff. I bet every single one of us, I mean, every single one of you that called for Nail the Score, I bet you probably have maybe 7 boxes worth of just crap, stuff you have that you could throw away that you haven't seen in forever. Because I recently moved, I'm pretty good about purging things, but I found things that I'm like, are you gotta be kidding me? This is my first tooth. I didn't put it underneath the pillow. I lost some money. How come that wasn't under the pillow? Why is this wrapped up? Why do I have this? Why am I dragging this around with me? And we're not dragging our heels here because it is Nail the Score time. If you want to get in, you have just a few minutes left, actually, till we hit the top of the hour. Once the top of the hour comes, you can't even email us. I am getting some emails, and I will go to some more of the emails here in just a second. If you email us, as long as it's in by the top of the hour, it counts. If it comes in after that, we can't do that because that would mean that everybody could do that and it wouldn't be fair. So, because they've got to get on the phone and call us. So unfortunately, you have to get in on the action right away. All right, we do have some more Nail the Scores coming in, trickling in through the email. I'm jumping in on it. That's why I've just re-racked it. That's why you're hearing me sort of delay here. Dave in Vermont. What guess is he going to give us this time around? All right. He was the winner of one of the books, by the way. Here's what he says. This is funny. Merry Christmas, Kate. Driving to work tonight. We have a light snow with black ice. Ooh, not good. Under it that the state plows haven't done anything with yet, but I made it. Wasn't focused on all the scores coming in, so I'm going to give you a few. I love this because he knows, you know, that's just like Faye said, if you're not listening as you just get in the car, you have no idea what the other people have said. All right, so he gives me a couple of guesses, and one of them is the first one will work, I think. It will. Because Cliff in Missouri said Steelers 21-18. He's saying Steelers 21-17. So, Dave in Vermont, you own that score, my friend. 21-17. All right, here's one from Phil. Phil says, hey, Kate, my diggity digging. He's making fun of me because I used to say that on the show. Nailed the score. I don't like the Steelers. I like Baltimore. I think Baltimore wins this. I think the final score is going to be 28-17. All right, Baltimore, 28-17. Here's one from Brooks. Brooks says, I like the Steelers, just like most of the callers that I can hear tonight. I hope that this guess will work for you. If it's not and somebody already has it, I'll play again next time around. But I like the Steelers. I think, Big Ben, you said it. Has had a very strange season, but this is the playoffs. I think he smells blood. I like the Steelers to win it, and I like the final score to be 27-19. 27-19. All right, so you are locked and loaded. AmericaTonight.net or 800-259-5791. Hey, Matt, the news just gets worse for Tiger Woods. You know, we were talking about the top stories earlier in 2009, and he became one of the top stories a month ago. Of course, now it's all about this whole divorce thing, and the word is his wife, Elin, is going to file for divorce, maybe not right away, but she's going to ask for full custody of his kids. He's got a 10-month-old Charlie and a 2-year-old Sam.
Yeah, I mean, that's She'll probably get full custody, too.
I think she will, too.
Because with all his indiscretions and the double life that he's had coming out, it doesn't really make him fit to be a good parent.
Uh-uh.
The only thing I could see is maybe she's trying to take him over to Sweden, and then, I don't know, there might be some international dispute going on with that. Because I don't know, could she just take him out of the country like that?
She could if... Yeah, she could. She would have to give him... I think a judge would agree to visitation for him, though, that she would have to set it up or whatever. But she could take the kids, yeah. I mean, especially with this the philandering, because that's what she'll cite. She'll put all that up. And apparently, she wanted... This is what's being reported, is that she wanted him to see a sex addiction doctor, and he did not want to do it. So the cage has been rattled, and she's... You know, had enough, I guess, and, you know, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? No prenup, whatever, just if Woods has earned $1 billion, she's going to get a chunk of change, whatever it is. But the full custody thing is rough, because as most men listening to this show know, because I've seen the other side of this, I've seen some men really get shafted. In his case, because of what's happened, I think it's a layup that she gets the custody. But then working out the visitation, ooh, that can be a rough road. Famous, wealthy, not wealthy, it doesn't matter. Because it just comes down to that legal agreement, and it comes down to what the ex-spouse is going to allow to happen. And then the kids, sadly, would become the in-betweens, and they're really, really young. So that's going to be a tough, tough road. All right, a couple more quick guesses here. One from Sasha. Sasha has predicted that the Steelers will win the game by a score of 10-7. Oh, that'd be such a boring game. I would hate to waste any time on that one. Nobody's scoring. I know defense, it's exciting when it's your team, but for me to invest some time watching a game like that, yuck. All right, here's another one, and this one is from Bill. Bill says, enjoying Nail the Score. This is the first time that I have shot you an email, but I absolutely like the Steelers in this one. Hopefully nobody has the score. If they do, c'est la vie. But I like the Steelers 27-13. All right, nobody has it. You've got it. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score, and have yourself a Merry Christmas.
Worse! How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
If you have some fire clock.
No, Bethany, those are Christmas lights. It's a 1-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Oh, God.
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.